ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम आप्यायन्तु ममांगानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्म उपनिषदम् माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्व निराकरणम् मे अस्तु तदात्मनिरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः सामवेदीये केनोपनिषदि द्वितीयः खण्डः वी हैव ऑलरेडी सीन हाउ उपनिषद यूनिकली डिफाइनिंग द नेचर ऑफ द आत्मा helps one arrive at the Atma, the reality, as the very truth of I. Now, in this second section, Dvitiya Khanda, which we started seeing yesterday itself, Upanishad is going to again present the Swarupa of the Atma very clearly. What exactly I am and what I am not. Here there is only one Vastu, only one reality. There is no second thing other than the reality. But what is this only one reality? It's a second reality. But still, there's inseparability also between what is absolutely there and what is as though there. Therefore, being inseparable what is absolutely there and what is relatively there, but still it's we do not know what is absolutely there, what is relatively there. What is relatively there, what is empirically there, what is as though there is available for objectification. Available for experience, available for enjoyment. And what is absolutely there is not available at all for knowledge. Being the very truth of what is absolutely there. Therefore, what is relatively there is mistaken to be the absolutely real. And this mistake alone contributes for the samsara. So one has to arrive at what is absolutely there, and one has to see that inseparable reality, being inseparable, but at the same time it can be distinguished, cognitively distinguished. What is absolutely there can be arrived at. And Upanishad helps us to arrive at what is absolutely there. And though it is physically inseparable from what is as though, but it is cognitively, it is discernible. But it has to be arrived at only as one's own self, only in terms of its nature, because of its attributelessness. There's no way of taking ownership of it, without knowing its nature. Therefore, in the second chapter, Upanishad presents again the nature of the all-pervasive only reality, which can be arrived at as one's own self, as the very truth of I. We saw the introduction yesterday. In fact, here Upanishad is going to present, actually, make us understand how the knowledge of reality is not direct knowledge. Knowledge of reality is not an indirect knowledge also. See, knowledge of any object which can be known indirectly is said to be paroksham jnanam. Paroksham jnanam. Without even visiting the place, a given place, without going there physically, but hearing from another person who has visited that place, all the descriptions of the place, or even watching through a video clip, one can have very clear knowledge of an object, a given place, or a given an object. So if I come to know of the description, an object, very clearly, without even seeing it in person, but through the description of another person, of that object, or through a video clips, then that knowledge of that object is indirect knowledge. We say paroksham jnanam. And what is atmajnanam here? Atmajnanam is said to be aparoksham jnanam. So people mistake it. If paroksha jnanam is indirect knowledge, a paroksham jnanam must be direct knowledge. No. Aparoksham jnanam is not direct knowledge. So the people want to experience Atma directly. So people work for direct experience of the Atma. It should not happen, because Atma is not available for direct experience, direct knowledge. If any object, a given place or thing, a person is seen, met with in person, directly perceived through the sense organs. If I myself go to that given place described and I see things there, it is, then I have a direct knowledge of the object. So knowledge of objects, the perceptible knowledge, attainable directly through perception, is called pratyakshajnanam. Pratyakshajnanam is direct knowledge of the objects. Arrived through perception. So pratyakshajnanam, parokshajnanam. Direct knowledge, indirect knowledge. But atmajnanam is neither pratyakshajnanam nor paroksha jnanam. Why? Because Atma is not an object. Knowledge of an object can be pratyaksha jnanam or paroksha jnanam. But here, Atma jnanam is aparoksha jnanam. Aproksham jnanam. So aparoksha jnanam means what? If the knowledge is, if the knowledge requires a means of knowledge, then the knowledge of an object is dependent on any given means of knowledge. Knowledge of the existence of an object is dependent on any means of knowledge, then that knowledge is paroksham jnanam or pratyaksham jnanam. Even to know something directly, either to see or hear or smell or taste, then some means of knowledge or the other is required. Of course, to have knowledge of the object indirectly also, a means of knowledge is important. So without a means of knowledge, knowledge of the existence of any object is not possible. So knowledge of the existence of an object also requires the means of knowledge. And to have knowledge of any detail about the object also requires the means of knowledge. Whereas here, Atma Jnanam is aproksham jnanam because knowledge of the existence of the Atma does not require any means of knowledge. So there's no mediation of this, the means of knowledge between the knower and the known. If there is any mediation, anything is there in between the knower and the known as a means of knowledge, that knowledge must be pratyaksham jnanam or paroksham jnanam. It must be knowledge of an object. But atma jnanam, knowledge of this existence of the reality, the self, obtaining as the self, does not require anything as a means of knowledge. You know, mediation of any means of knowledge. There's nothing between the knower and the known. Because this reality is arrived at as the very swarupam of the knower. The way knowledge of the Atma is said to be aparoksham jnanam. Aparoksham jnana means immediate knowledge. Why? There's no distance between, there's no means of knowledge between the knower and the swarupam of the knower. It is like there's no distance between the fire and the heat. Swarupam of the fire and the fire which burns. Dagdha. Fire is the dagdha, the one who burns, the subject of burning. And the heat, there's no distance. It is very swarupam. The light, the illuminator light, there's no distance between illuminator and the light. Very swarupam. So here also, between the knower, I, and the Atma, there's no distance. There's nothing in the middle. That's why it's immediate self. What is immediate to the illuminator is fire, the light. What is immediate to the fire burner is the heat. The same way, what is immediate to the knower I is abstract, formless reality, which is of the nature of knowing. Therefore, Atma Jnanam, because there's no word in English language to explain what is Aparoksham Jnanam. Aparokshaha is Atma. Atma is Aparokshaha. The truth is the very Swarup of the I. That thing in between the knower and the consciousness. There's nothing in between the fire, the burner, fire, and the heat. There's nothing in between the illuminator and the light. Because they're one and the same. Illuminator is light. Fire is heat. And knower is consciousness, Atma. There's nothing in between. That is why Atma Jnanam is, Atma is Aparokshaha. Brahma Aparoksham, very immediate. Therefore what? Atma Jnanam is Aparoksham Jnanam. Brahma Jnanam is Aparoksham Jnanam. But people mistake Aparoksha Jnanam for a direct experience. No. There's no possibility of any experience of the Atma. Every experience is Atma. Any piece of knowledge is Atma. Atma is neither the subject of experience, nor is the Atma the object of experience. But Atma, even though Atma is arrived at as the truth of the experiencer, I, the knower I, Atma is distinct from both knower and the known. Atma is there available for recognition as the very truth of the knower and the known. The knower is Atma, the known is also Atma, but Atma is neither the known nor the knower. Neither the subject nor the object. Atma is the truth of both, but free from the knower and the known. That is what that abstract, formless reality alone has to be claimed as the truth, the content of I, the substance of the substantive I. That's why Atma Jnanam is Aparoksham Jnanam. Therefore, here, Upanishad is going to help us understand what is Aparoksham Jnanam. And Bhagavad Pada also is going to explain in his commentary the Aparoksham Jnanam. So yesterday we understood the introductory bhashyam. When the Purupakshi was asking, Aham Suveda, Sushtuveda, Iti Nishchita Pratipattihi Ishta. Definitely, the answer, desirable answer, Ishta Pratipattihi. The desirable answer, right answer, accurate answer is the firm understanding. The firm understanding is desirable. Not the unclear understanding. Ascertained doubt-free understanding is desirable. Because doubt-free ascertained understanding is knowledge, the moksha for us. I know Atma very well, no doubt at all. Firm understanding is desirable. But one should not say, I know Atma very well. If a person says, I know Atma, then for him, Atma becomes an either pratyaksha jnanam, Atma jnanam becomes pratyaksha jnanam or paroksha jnanam. It is not aproksham jnanam. Aham Atma asmi, aham Brahma asmi, if a person says, then his jnanam is aproksham jnanam. Aham Brahma asmi, aham Atma asmi, I the knower am. Abstract reality, consciousness implied by the term Atma or Brahman, if a person says, then his jnanam is aproksham jnanam. If a person says, I know Atma very well, still Atma here, him, jnanam is paroksham jnanam. Then he has not understood. Towards the end, the first paragraph is sarvasya vedituhu sva atma brahma iti sarva vedantanam sunischitaha artaha. Are you all there? Sarva vedantanam sunischitaha artaha kaha. What is the doubt, clear, firm, ascertained vision of all the Upanishads uniformly? Atma, Brahman, the absolute reality of the whole cosmos, is none other than one's own self. Where is Swarupam of the knower? Sarvasyahi Vedituhu. Swatma. One's own self, the nearest self, we used to, the nearest self, immediate self. The nearest immediate self of the knower of every individual is Brahma. The nearest self of every knower, every individual knower is Brahma. This is what is the clear ascertained vision of all the Upanishads uniformly. Ihacha tadeva pratipaditam. Here also, tadeva pratipaditam. Here means, in this Upanishad also, tadeva pratipaditam, the same vision of all other Upanishads, that Brahman obtains as one's own self. This fact has been already revealed, instructed in this Upanishad also, in the form of question and answer between the teacher and the student, as Shrotrasya Shrotram, etc. Ihacha Tadeva Pratipaditam. Tadeva means what? The same fact, the same vision of all the Upanishads has been revealed. Prashna Prativachana Prashna Prativachana Uktya Prashna Prativachanoktya Shrotrasya Shrotram Ityadyaya Uktya. So by statements such as this Shrotrasya Shrotram, etc., the same vision of all the Upanishads, that Brahman, none other than one's own self, has been emphatically revealed. Okay. Yadvacha anabhyuditam iti viseshataha avadharitam. It was very clearly ascertained. Specifically, it was reinforced, understood. What was understood here? Vacha anabhyuditam. Brahman is that which is not uttered by a word, which means this absolute reality, Brahman, is not something which can be explained or described by any word. No word can reveal this Brahmatma, the abstract reality, like any other object. And the reasons were given. Because of its all-pervasiveness, because of the subtleness, because of the attributelessness, because of the reality being the very truth of the knower, truth of the knowledge, truth of the known. Reality is the very swarupam of the pramanam also. The pramanam which exists depending upon Brahman cannot reveal the very Brahman. Therefore, it is not explicable. That is why vacha anabhyuditam iticha viseshataha avadharitam brahmavit sampradaya nischaya sampradaya brahmavit sampradaya nischaya cha uktaha. So this also explains yesterday itself. The wise person, wise people, brahmavit sampradaya nischayaha. Brahmavit sampradaya nischayaha means the firm vision of the reality revealed to the lineage of teachers, revealed by the teachers, the wise people of this lineage. Also, it has been made clear that Brahman, the absolute reality, is definitely other than the known and the unknown. Viditat aviditat adhi. So when it is said, anyadeva tad viditat adhi aviditat adhi, Brahman is other than the known and the unknown, means Brahman is the unknowable knower, which means what? Brahman is available for recognition as the unknowable knower, which is distinct from the known or unknown object. The knowable, known, unknown object. Therefore, that which is other than the known, unknown object is the unknowable, the knower. And the sarupma of the unknowable knower is the Atma. That has been made very clear. Now we'll come to this point. Upanyastam upasamharishyati. This is today's class. Upanyastam upasamharishyati cha. The teacher is going to now conclude upasamharishyati. Teacher is going to conclude what has been already taught. Upanyastam upasamharishyati cha. Now, in the whole paragraph, what has been explained by the teacher, that is upanyastam and upasamharishyati. And he concludes that explanation, what has been given before, saying, this person in this quote, avijñātam vijānatām, vijñātam avijānatām iti. It's a very popular sentence. Brahman is definitely not known for those who say that they know Brahman. Vijānatām, for people who know Brahman, who say that they know Brahman, for them Brahman is definitely unknown, avijñātam. Vijñātam avijānatam. Avijānan purushaha, who does not know. Avijānatam, for those people who do not know Brahman, who say they do not know Brahman, for them Brahman is known. If they say they do not know Brahman, for them Brahman is not an object at all. Therefore, either they must have known Brahman as the Swarupam, or there's a possibility of knowing Brahman as the very Swarupam. But people who have already concluded saying what we know Brahman means what? For them there's no possibility of knowing Brahman. Therefore, vijanatam avijnatam. For those who know Brahman is, those who say the Brahman is, they know Brahman, Brahman is unknown. For those people who say they do not know Brahman, for them Brahman is known, mean knowable also. Iti tasmat yuktameva sishyasya suveda iti buddhi nirakartam. Therefore, because Brahman is, what is Brahman, is something abstract, subtlest. Therefore, it is not, it is very important. Even if a person has understood Brahman and his expression of his knowledge must be such, I am Brahman. A person must have arrived at and claimed and taken ownership of the abstract, formless reality as the very meaning of the word I. I is Brahman. What is Brahman? What is water? Wave is water. What is wave? Wave is water. That's how I is. I cannot be resolved anywhere. I is Brahman. I is consciousness. So the student's answer must be, I am Aham Brahmasmi. That is the expression of clear vision. Therefore, yuktameva sishyasya suveda iti. If a student says, I know well Brahman, I know Brahman well, then it's appropriate to reject. Nirakartum, nirakartum. Yuktam, nirakartum yuktam, tasmat, therefore, nirakartum yuktam, it is appropriate to reject the answer of the student. If the student says, within inverted commas, I know Brahman well. Sishyasya, sveda, iti buddhi nirakartum yuktam. That understanding that I know Brahman well, it's appropriate to reject. Okay. Nacha nahi vedita vedituhu veditum shakyaha. Vedituhu vedita veditum na shakyaha. Yesterday also explained this. Vedita means knower. It is not possible for the knower to know one's own swarupam. Knower of the knower. Vedituhu vedita veditum nashakyaha. It is not possible to know the knower of the knower, the surubam of the knower as an object. Agnihi dagduhu dagduhu agnehe dagdum iva nashakyaha. So, the heat, the swarupam of the fire, is not possible for the fire to burn its own swarupam. So, it's not possible for the knower to know the very swarupam. The knower cannot know swarupam as an object. Nacha anyaha vidita. There's anyaha vedita. There's no knower. Brahmanaha anyaha vedita nasti. Very clear. If at all we search for the knower, the only knower of anything is only Brahma. The only knower of everything is only Brahma. So, Brahmanaha vedita cha anyaha na. There is no knower of anything other than Brahman. There is no knower of Brahman also other than the Brahman. Knower of everything is the knower of the self also. There is no other knower. The only knower is Brahman. The knower of anything else also is Brahma. Knower of Brahman also is Brahman only. Yasya Vedyam Anyatisyat. So Vedyam Anyatisyat. The known, what is to be known can be other than the self, but the knower cannot be other than Brahman, one's own self. Nanyadatosti Vijnatru. There's a beautiful quote from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Nanyadanyosti Vijnatru. I tell you this is, you can quote and memorize and keep it because this is going to be quoted quite often. Nanyadatosti Vijnatru. Na anyat ataha asti Vijnatru. Anyaha Vijnatru. Nasti. Anyat vijnatru nasti. Ataha. Therefore, there is no other, there is no knower at all other than Brahman. So this absolute reality, which has to be arrived at, is there available as this Sarup Mufti knower. Because The knower is Brahma. Brahman is not the knower, but the knower is Brahma. Please make it very important. Brahman is not the knower. But there is no knower other than Brahma. The knower is Brahman. Once you understand knower is Brahman, you will understand the known also is Brahma. But you have to arrive at what that Brahman is. To arrive at that Brahman, you have to distinguish the knower from the known. Then arrive at the Brahman as Sarupam of the knower. That is why it's quote, it is presented here. Brahmanaha anyaha vedita nasti. There's no knower other than Brahman. Yasya vedyam anyat syat. Anyat syat. And anything known must be other than Brahman. Therefore, there is no knower other than Brahma. Na anyate ataha should go first. Ataha, therefore, anyate vijnatru nasti. There is no knower. There is no knower other than Brahman. Iti anyaha vijnata pratishidhyate. Iti thus anyaha vijnata pratishidhyate. So here another, anything other than Brahman being taken as knower is prohibited, is rejected. Anyaha vijnata pratishidhyate. There is no knower at all other than Brahma. Tasmat Sushtu Veda Aham Brahma Iti Pratipattihi Mithya Eva. There is no knower other than Brahman. Therefore, Brahman has to be arrived at only as a Swarupma of the knower. And between the knower and Brahman, there is nothing in between. The knower is Brahma. The Swarupam of knower is Brahma. Therefore, it cannot be, Brahman is cannot be arrived at as the object. Tasmat, therefore, Sushtuveda Aham Brahma Iti Pratipattihi. This understanding, Pratipattihi, this understanding that I know Brahman well is Mithya, false. This understanding that I know Brahman well is false understanding. Mithya, eva. It's not correct understanding. So it is not going to give any, one cannot enjoy the benefit of jnanam. It's a wrong understanding. Tasmat, yuktameva, aha acharyaha. Therefore, the teacher said appropriately, you know, tasmat yuktameva aha acharyaha yadi ityadi acharyaha aha. Therefore, the teacher presented the teaching with the following mantra. It's appropriate. Yuktameva, it's appropriate for the teacher to begin the, given the teaching, beginning with the expression yadi. Okay, let us see the mantra now. Yadi manyase suvedheti. Every mantra has been memorized here. Yadi manyase suvedheti. Daharameva pinonam. Yadi manyase suvedheti. Daharameva pinonam. Tvam vetha brahmano rupam. Tvam vetha brahmano rupam. Yadasya tvam. Yadasya cha deveshu. Tvam vetha brahmano rupam. Yadasya tvam. Yadasya cha deveshu. Yadasya tvam. Yadasya deveshu. Athanu mimamsyameva te manye viditam. Athanu mimamsyameva te manye viditam. There's no proper sentence, okay? It's long, like that. We have to, this is how we have to break and read. Yadi manyase suvedheti daharameva pinunam. Yadi manyase suvedheti daharameva pinunam. Tvam vetha brahmano rupam. Yadasya tvam yadasya cha deveshu. Tvam vetha brahmano rupam. Yadasya tvam yadasya cha deveshu. Athanu mimamsyameva te manye viditam. Athanu mimamsyameva te manye viditam. What does the teacher say in this verse? Manyase, yadi manyase. Tvam has, you have to add. Yadi tvam manyase. Tvam manyase, you think. Yadi tvam manyase means what? If you think. The teacher tells, if you think, suveda iti, know well, know very well. So, yeah, it simply, know well means what? I know well. I know well means what? I know Brahman well. Yadi aham brahma suveda iti manyase. If you think, if you consider, comma inverted, again inverted, within inverted commas, I know Brahman well. Now the teacher, the student, the student teacher says, the student thinks that he knows Brahman well, then daharameva api, daharameva api noonam, definitely, noonam here is what now? Definitely, certainly, doubtlessly, what now? Daharameva. you know very little of Brahman's nature. Dharameva means you have known little of Brahman. You know very little of the real nature of Brahman. This is the meaning of the first sentence. Yadi manyase suveda iti, tarhi is implied. Dharameva, dharam means little. Noonam, definitely, you know very little. Dharameva. Dharameva api. But you know very little of Brahman, you know very little of the nature of Brahman. Is the meaning of the first sentence. Tvam vetha brahmanaha rupam. Tvam vetha brahmanaha rupam. Vetha. The Brahman, the form of Brahman, okay? The form, brahmanaha rupam tvam vetha. The form of Brahman which you know. The form of Brahman which you know. Yadu asya tvam, yadu asya cha deveshu. The form of Brahman that you know, the form which you know in the gods, in the devatas, deveshu. It is very little. Yadu brahmanaha rupam, yadu asya brahmanaha rupam tvam vetha. I had to break it that way. Yadu brahmanaha rupam, asya brahmanaha rupam, yadu brahmana, asya brahmanaha rupam tvam vetha. The form of Brahman which you know, yadu asya deveshu, and also which is among the devas, the form which you know among the, even in the devatas, is also what now? Dharameva. We had supply word dharameva is also very little. This little meaning I am explaining first. So yadu asya brahman, yes, asya brahmanaha yadrupam tvam vetha. The form of this Brahman which you know, which also the form of Brahman which you know among the devas is also very little. To know definitely, te viditam mimamsyameva manye. So whatever is known by you, te viditam means what? Your knowledge, your understanding. What has been known by you or your understanding you have has to be analyzed, inquired into, mimamsyameva. Therefore, definitely your understanding has to be analyzed, inquired into further. Because what you know of this Brahman, the form what you know of this Brahman, the form of this Brahman which you know among the gods also is very little. Therefore, your understanding, what has been understood by you, has to be inquired into, which means you have not really understood Brahman. This is the meaning of the mantra, literal meaning of the mantra. Te viditam means your understanding, your knowledge which you already have, or what has been understood by you, mimamsyameva has to be definitely inquired into, has to be analyzed further. Iti manye means I think, okay, I strongly recommend that your misunderstanding has to be, whatever has been understood by you, has to be analyzed, inquired into. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. So, what is the content of the verse here, mantra? If a student says, I know Brahman well, then for him, Brahman is an object. So, object it must be in some form or the other. Therefore, that some form or the other, which a student has understood as Brahman, among or any form among the devas also, any object of worship must have been understood as a Brahman. Therefore, he says, Yad Brahmanaha Rupam Tvam Veta, Asya Brahmanaha Rupam Yad Tvam Veta, Yad Asya Deveshu. So, among the devatas, or the form of Brahman which you have understood, definitely, which has been understood by you, Mimamsyam. Mimamsam is what? It has to be analyzed. Literally, it means what? It should be desired to be analyzed. But you can simply take it as the understanding has to be inquired into. We have not really understood. Because Brahman is not an object. Some devata's rupa must have been understood by you as Brahma. Or whatever form has been understood of Brahman, it has to be analyzed, inquired into. Yadi, so definitely, Paramatma, Brahman can never be understood as an object. Because Brahman is not an object. It has to be arrived at as a swarupam of Brahman. On the swarupam of, then having arrived at the very truth, one should see that abstract formless reality which is of the sort of consciousness implied by the term Brahman is neither the subject nor the object, though arrived at through the subject. As a rupam of the subject. And you understand the reality being distinct from both the knower and the known. The very truth of the knower. Arrived at as a truth of the knower, later on understood as the truth of the known also. There is no truth of the knower. There is no truth of the known. Because there is no knower other than Brahma. There cannot be the known also without the knower. Therefore, the known also is Brahma. Understood? Very important. Okay. Therefore, Brahman has yet to be inquired into by you. Manye viditam. I think Brahman is known to me. Yadi kadachit manyase. We go to the Bhashyam now. Yadi kadachit manyase. Suveda iti. Yadi kadachit manyase. Suveda iti. Sushtu veda aham Brahma iti. If at all you think ever, kadachit, any time, if at all ever you think that you know Brahman very well, I know Brahman very well, kadachit yathashrutam durvigneyam api. Yathashrutam, as it has been repeatedly heard from the Shastram, what is durvigneyam? Brahman cannot be known. Durvigneyam, difficult to know Brahman. Durvigneyam api. Kshina doshaha sumedhaha kaschit patipadyate. Kadachit yathashrutam durvigneyam api. See, Brahman is Durvigyayam. Durvigyayam is very difficult to understand. That which can be known only with great difficulty. Why? Because subtlest. Durvigyayam api, even though Brahman is some very abstract, that it is very difficult to understand, hard to understand. Durvigyayam api, kshina doshaha, sumedhaha kaschitu patipadyate. Definitely one understands, even though difficult to understand Brahman, still one understands Brahman. Who understands Brahman? Kaschit, someone arrives at Brahman, a person who is kshina doshaha, sumedhaha, a person of good power of intellection, an intelligent person, and who is free from, who is free from all blemishes. Kshina doshaha sumedaha kaschit durvigyayam api brahma pratipadyate yathashrutam, as it has been heard kadachit sometime or the other, as it has been heard, even though Brahman is difficult to understand, still a person who is free from blemishes, some intelligent person definitely understands Brahman. Kaschit na iti sashankam aha. Kaschit na iti sashankam aha. Ashanka means doubt. So sashankam aha, with a doubt. He said, yadityadi. So kaschit na iti sashankamaha yadi ityadi. So the teacher says, if at all you ever think, I know Brahman well, my understanding of Brahman is very great, then of course you know very little of Brahman. So the kshina dosha, the person who is free from blemishes, the person who is also intelligent, definitely grasps, understands Brahman soon, very quickly. Yathashrutam, when it is properly explained. One student may kaschit patipadyate, kaschit na. One person may understand, when it's explained properly, one student may understand, another student may not understand. Kaschit na, kaschit patipadyate, kaschit na patipadyate. All the students in the class may not understand. Equally, therefore some student may understand, some student may not understand. Therefore, so ashankam aha. Therefore, the teacher said, doubting, sa ashankam means doubtfully, sashankam with the doubt, or doubting, you think you know as Brahman, or among the gods also, then your understanding of Brahman has to be inquired into, is what he says. Drishtam cha yaha yeshokshini purushaha drishyate yeshaha atma iti ha uvacha yetad amritam abhayam yetad brahma. drishtam cha. Here, this whole sentence from Chandogya Upanishad. Drishtam cha. Is it time so quickly? I spent a lot of time in the previous portion, I think. It's okay. See, when the teacher says, Sashanka maha edityadi, yedi ityadi. So, Bhagavad Pada explains why the teacher presents the second mantra as his, asking question. Yadi ityadi, isn't it? Sashanka maha. With the doubt the teacher asked, he said, if you think you know Brahman well, then you know Brahman very little. And whichever form of Brahman you think as Brahman are among the devas, then definitely your understanding needs some clarification. It needs to be inquired into. This is what the teacher says. Why? Because it's very difficult to understand Brahman because the abstract reality. Again, even though it has been explained well, it has been heard by the students, be difficult to understand. Once one might have understood, once one might not have understood. Kaschit patipadyate kaschit na iti sashanka maha. Therefore, the doubt the student, the teacher presented this mantra. Okay? We'll see tomorrow. Okay? So, aproksha jnanam, I'll remind you again. So, aproksha jnanartham, the teacher presents the teaching. Okay. The teaching is given to help the student arrive at the Brahm reality as the very surupma of I, the knower. Om. Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Rubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.